Right, lots on the programme today. We'll be hearing about Inclusion Ireland. They say up to 20,000 children with special needs are at risk of regressing because of the school situation. So we'll hear about that later on. Now, concerns have been raised about planning for more houses in the Ballinahinch area of Ashford. The planning consists of 132 houses. Issues concerning locals include traffic management, of course, school places and social amenities. Labour councillor in Wicklow raised the issues at Monday's meeting of the council and joins us on the line. Hello to you, Paul.
Good morning.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us.
No problem.
God, we hear about Ashford all the time. In fact, I think 132, that was just a drop in the ocean compared to some plans I've heard in the past for Ashford. And obviously concerns about coming on to the already crowded, at the time anyway, N11 and M11. So what's the plan here?
Well, we were briefed on Monday by the Strategic Policy Committee that say about 132 houses going on Ballinahinch. Now, in fairness to the council, did provide us with a lot of information coming into the meeting, but myself and basically all of us, all the councillors on Monday had some serious concerns. Not concerns about building houses. We all know there's a housing crisis and we do need to build houses, but we believe that better planning needs to come in because we don't want to see the mistakes of the past repeated again, like what you just said about traffic congestion, amenities, just throwing up houses for the sake of them. So we did have some serious concerns about not the actual building of houses, but the amenities and the problems that this could cause us around Ashford.
Right, because we're talking about people, and no matter where you put the people, there's the knock-on effect of the traffic and the amenity and the social concerns. So the sighting of the houses or the actual what the houses look like is not really the point. So is Ashford big enough to take, more and more people? We say 3 to 4 people extra in each of those houses, and we're talking about maybe 700 extra people around Ashford.
Well, Ashford is a growing little village. It's a beautiful little village, like something similar to Newtown. We know Newtown's one of the fastest growing towns in Ireland. If you're to say, is the room there and the space is there? Of course it is. The sites are there, but are the amenities there? And you know, as you know, Declan, I ran in the general election. One of the big issues at the time was Colossus, Craven and Kilcool, where they were turning away their children because they hadn't got the capacity. So, you know, speaking on Monday, I brought this up because I obviously sit on the KWE-TV as well. And we said, look, mistakes of the past have to be learned here. We have a lovely little school in Ashford. From what I believe, it's bursting at the seams. So, you know, do we want local children being turned away from their schools? The answer is no. There's plenty of ground around Ashford School, so I'd be calling on the Department of Education, if this housing project goes through, to buy the land around the school and increase the size of the school, because there's no point in just throwing up houses and not following through on the proper amenities as well.
Yeah, because on one hand, in Wicklow, it's so difficult to get planning permission in beauty spots and loads of different areas of County Wicklow. So the idea is to build up the villages and the towns and have people in there. It makes better environmental sense as well. On one hand, of course, for various things like water, etc., and wastewater. But as you said, schools, etc. Whereabouts is this for people who sort of know Ashford, but they don't know geographically where these houses might be?
Yeah, so if you come into Ashford, let's say, from the Bray side, and you turn right to head out to Glendalough and Realmwood, keep to the right and head up to Realmwood. There is a new estate after we built on the left-hand side. There's a new roundabout, and the proposed development go on the right-hand side. But I'm glad you brought up about rural developments, because it's a little bit bugbear of mine at the moment, because even though we can see 130 houses being built in Ashford, I've been inundated with people, especially local people in Ashford, Glenealy, where they're from the area and they can't get planning permission because maybe they're a kilometre outside the zoning there. So I think a little bit of a compromise has to come in here, a little bit of common sense. Let locals build their houses, not monstrosities, not in scenic areas, but certainly within their areas they were brought up in. I'm dealing with 3 cases at the moment, and they're finding it impossible to get one-off buildings close to where their family actually live. And yet we can see 132 houses going up in Ashford. So I think, you know, common sense goes a long way at times.
So is it Labour policy to have ribbon development?
It's Labour policy to build affordable houses. We had a plan in the general election to build 100,000 houses. Again, Labour policy is common sense policy. We're not against building houses, but we are wanting better planning to come into place to ensure what we've just said about schools, the networks, the road networks, like at jobs as well, because simple as this, when's the last time around Wicklow, Ashford, Rathnew, Auckland, Ely, Newtown, there was a major jobs announcement? So these people are coming into Ashford, but as you just said quite rightly a few minutes ago, they're going to commute to Dublin on an already congested N11. So again, it's not just about building the houses, it's putting the infrastructure in place to accommodate the people and the houses.
So the infrastructure needs to be built first, maybe in your view. Maybe, I know it didn't go all according to plan, but the Adamstown model of you put in everything and then you build the houses, that sort of idea?
Yeah, and at the end of the day too, look, money is going to be tight. We all know that going forward. We're going to come out of one of the most, catastrophic events in over 100 years. So we do know money's tight. But again, it's working together. It's not just saying you have to do that in order for you to do that. If we all start working and pulling together, which I think was the main theme of the meeting last Monday, let's start working. You know, we've two developers up around that area, working on different timelines even. Crazy, because we don't know what's going to come again. So again, it's not just trying to single people out to do individual walks. It's about pulling together, putting on our thinking caps and say, right, if a school needs to be built to help out the town, well, let's start working on that now. Let's not wait till the problems arise to try and solve them.
I mean, Ashford is a dormer town, really, isn't it? People
kind of, yeah, and I hate there. I never liked that terminology, dormer town.
I know, it's awful, above, yeah.
Like Greystones, when I was being brought up, Greystones was always referred to as a dormer town. Now it's Wicklow town, now it's Ashford. And that's why I just said a few minutes ago about jobs. We welcome the SSE down in Arklow and the data centre, but as someone that represents the Wicklow municipal area, the county town, we want to see job announcements around our area. And I know myself and other councils have been fighting hard for this, and we won't stop either, but, you know, we just have to start looking at our own local issues first as well.
Yeah, and you said you welcomed the data centre in Arklow, and of course, not too far from Ashford, there was an application some years ago for a data centre.
Yeah, and look, Ashford is a beautiful little scenic town. You know, we've Ashford Studios out there, we've the Vikings, we've Chester Beatties there, we've a lovely little Mount Usher Gardens. You know, rather than building it up, you know, to destroy all that, we could actually bring Ashford into a tourist network, which, and preserve its beauty, not just throw up buildings for the sake of buildings, but and data centres and that, even though they create employment. There's other ways of creating employment. And again, I think I said it at the county council meeting there last month, we have to start being more creative now, not just wait for the problems to arise, start leading here and being creative in our thinking going forward.
Tell us about the 132 houses, what you know about them, about social, affordable, density, will they be on top of each other? What's known?
No, well, what we do know, and in fairness to Councillor Gail Dunn, he actually brought it up about the duplexes, you know, apartments and that. We're not Dundrum. We don't want to be Dundrum, especially at the likes of Ashford. But there will be social housing as per government guidelines. The density, Councillor Cullen actually brought up about the density and had concerns there. We all brought up about the green area and the amenities and the lack of amenities that could potentially be there because of the density of it. Like 132 houses, they are well spread out. They are within the guidelines. But ultimately, it's all down to what the knock-on effect from building these houses are as well. And again, I just want to emphasise, I'm not against house building, but I want it done in a proper structured way.
Yeah, so where does this go next?
Our submissions now will be raised with the Chief Executive and the Council, and then obviously it goes to Bartle and all that. You know, some people are still of the impression that councillors have the right to block these things. We don't. Unfortunately, when they start devolving all the powers up to central government, and hopefully it'll come back to local government, because we're the people on the ground. We know what the people want and what their concerns are. But it will go to Bartle and Ola, and they will make a final determination on it. But if there's anyone out there listening to your show this morning that has concerns about it, get in touch with me. I will certainly raise the concerns further. And because at the end of the day, we need to do this right from the get-go. and not wait for the problems to arise.
Okay, a text here, not very flattering. Declan, it's Rich coming from Paul O'Brien, talking about building houses. When his government were in power with Fine Gael, they built virtually no houses. They also brought no jobs to Wicklow either. I wonder, does he think if there's another election on the horizon?
I'm used to this when I come on your show, Declan, that certain quarters like to attack me and my own party's position. The one thing the Labour Party didn't do was run away when things got tough. This thing of we built no houses in Wicklow or anywhere else in the country. Well, you remember when we took power in 2011, the talk was of ghost estates and the amount of houses that were vacant. We inherited a broken economy that was just about to go off the cliff. And all of a sudden now we're being criticised for not building enough houses. So the Labour Party in Wicklow, going back, and again, I've said this numerous times, I'm not going to let the Labour Party be judged on one of the most difficult times in our history. The Labour Party is the oldest party in the country, despite what some people might claim. And we have a proud record with Liam Cavan and Liz McManus, who abolished the housing list, not just in Wicklow, but in the country. So when people come on to attack me from 2011 to 2016, you know, they have the tunnel vision again, and it's all about attacking the Labour Party. To deny their own lack of contribution.
Fair enough, you've answered that.
Thank you.
another one here. Hey Declan, Anna Doyle from Ashford here. I think Anna stood for People for Profit, did she, in some election?
One of the parties she stood for,
or maybe it's a different Anna Doyle. But anyway, Anna Doyle from Ashford here. Newtown Mount Kennedy is the fastest growing town in Europe. The school in Ashford already got an extension, but is still full. We have Nuns Cross School as well in the area. The bus connections need to be improved as well. We have one small supermarket. There's planning in for an extension to the studio, which creates some employment in Ashford. It may be the largest village in Ireland, but it's not a town. It has only a small infrastructure. There was a planned data centre for Kilpeder, which never happened. There is lots of tourist employment in Ashford. There was a proposal for over 2,000 homes to be built. Social housing at 10% will only be 250 homes. That is not enough. So a few general points there.
Yeah, and I want to thank Anna there. She's basically summed up everything I've just said very well. That's what we're calling for, is some common sense approach here. And again, I harp back, you know, we've had no major jobs announcement around County Wicklow. Sorry, well, Wicklow Town especially, and Ashford and Rathnew. We've south of the county, yes, in Arklow, but nothing. So there is, and I'm coming on to talk to the people on your show, Declan, here, to say if you have concerns, that's what we're here for. If we don't start working together and stop dividing people, nothing will ever be done.
Right. It was just one thing I was going to ask you, and there's a text in relation to it as well. I was going to say to you, if these 132 new houses were built, could you walk from them into Ashford safely?
Well, we actually, this is another issue, and I have it on my post on my Facebook page this morning. I raised it because a good friend of mine, Billy Crane in Ashford, a good local community man, brought me up months ago. This is before we even knew about these houses. And the footpath only goes out at the Realmwood Road a little bit. But we have got, when I raised it on Monday, we were given assurances that a footpath, proper footpath, would be built from Ashford down into this estate, or up into this estate.
Right, because a text in asked Paul, what about the people in Ballinahinch? The footpath is a disgrace, the main road to Glendalough.
I raised this months ago with the council when Billy Crane brought me out. But it's the footpath, but it's the actual road itself, Declan. Billy brought me up further that day. It's a very narrow road. I know it's main road from east to west, from that side of the county. But it's a very narrow road. Especially what's given now, we can't cut back the trees or anything like that. Lorries coming down out of Realmwood into Ashford. So again, what I raised on Monday was an access road, maybe from somewhere north of Glanbia up into Ballinahinch, which would take the major kind of traffic congestions away from the village. And I know I have the support of the local Gardaí on this as well.
Okay. A lot of unfinished houses is another text.
Yeah, it seems to be all coming at me today. But I'm not trying to just say this, it's on the record. I know houses they're talking about just on, near Mount Usher, And I've raised this issue a number of times at county council meeting. It'll be in the minutes. And I've been given reassurances that those issues are almost resolved and those houses will be finished off, which, let's be honest about it, they've been an eyesore in Ashford for far too long at this stage.
Use it or lose it?
I think so. You know, at the end of the day, this is going back even pre-crisis, so these have been a blight on the landscape in Ashford for far too long. Again, my good friend Billy has been leading the charge on this with me. I've been bringing it up numerous times at council meetings and privately as well with the council officials. And it is coming to the stage where if it's not resolved, it will have to be resolved one way or the other. So, as you quite rightly say, use it or lose it. And I'm sure there's plenty of people out there would appreciate if the council bought them, finished them, and used them as social housing.
Okay, well, a lot to discuss around Ashford. In fact, a text even in as well, but all footpaths in Ashford are narrow, including from the Ballinalee side. So that's the road, the Bel Air Hotel in from Glenealy, that side, isn't it?
Coming in there, I'm only on the council a year, but in fairness, what we did, we had a meeting a number of weeks ago with my other fellow councillors, and there is a recognition that the footpaths around Ashford, especially in Ballinalee, need upgrading and repairing. And so much so that we have a discretionary fund for footpaths, and I know that there will be an announcement in the coming weeks about the discretionary fund and the money going into the footpaths, not just in Ballinalee, but between the roundabouts of Rathnew there on the N11 into Ashford. I know Councillor Cullen has been pushing hard for that, and he has our full support. I've been pushing hard for the money in Ballinalee Estate, and I've got great support. So, look, it takes time. I'm only on the council a year, but we will get them eventually.
Okay, well, there's a lot to do, obviously, in all directions, coming in from Rathnew past Mount Usher, coming down from Bel Air Hotel, coming up to Glendalough. Hell of a lot of work. I wouldn't want to delay you, Paul, so I'll let you go back there and work on all that. Keep us informed about the 132 proposal, anyway. Thanks very much.
We will indeed, Declan. Thank you very much. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That's Labour Councillor Paul O'Brien there.